are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
through my pictures of days that's been and gone. When I saw a man and woman, you and me when we were one, we were night and day together, flew to Spain across the sea.
Been listening to Mr. John Mayall for the last 46 minutes or so from the album, the compilation album Looking Back. It is like a best of, I guess, without calling it a best of. The track you just heard was the Picture on the Wall, that came out in 1969. I believe you had Suspicious from 1967, Double Trouble from 1967, and then It Hurts Me Too from 67, Jenny from 1967. So it's the early work of John Mayall, and my story with John Mayall is basically this. When I was a lad, you always got to be careful when you start with that. When I was a lad, I didn't have any records, but my dad had two compilation albums. One was a Decca compilation called Wowie Zowie, and another one was a Polydor compilation called Supergroups, and he never played them. And they were pretty well straight rock for the most part. The very first track on the on the Supergroups Polydor compilation was John Mayall's Room to Move. And so that is any track that's on that album as a long. This is before I even got into all the Thin Lizzy and the Status Quo that I would get into. Those two albums were still. My dad didn't like that stuff, but he kept the albums anyway. And so it was. An introduction to me, shall we say, that kind of went that way. And, John Mayall, Room to Move. I've looked for the album all over the place, but it seems each country kind of had a different version of it. And the one I wanted to look for, obviously, was one from the UK. And I have yet to find it. I'm sure I could find it if I, put the feelers out into the world. So maybe it'd be like something I should go hunting for. Wowie Zowie and Supergroups. Both UK pressings. And of the Wowie Zowie one, I had stuff like the Keith Hartley Band, anything on Decca. Genesis, the very first Genesis album was on Decca. Yeah, a whole bunch of others. Taste. Rory Gallagher's Taste was on the Supergroups. Yeah, we're going way back. That would probably be about 74 or thereabouts, 75. Anyway, talking about 1975, our next featured album is from 1975. It is going to feature the Mahavishnu Orchestra, and it's going to be their live album, Between Nothingness and an Eternity. That was recorded at Central Park in New York. The quality isn't great, and the vinyl is a little scratched, shall we say. And then we're going to get into, we're going to chill out at the end of the show with some staple singers from the soundtrack of the TV, a movie, Let's Do It Again, with music by Curtis Mayfield. So we're gonna change gears for the end of the show. But first, here is a 12-minute opening salvo from the Mahavishnu Orchestra and a track, The Sunlit Path. And let's see, we've got a whole bunch of others here. But we're just going to roll with it and see and go from there. This is the Mahavishnu Orchestra in a track called The Sunlit Path, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.